I was on YouTube Live and I asked everybody in the chat and I said, what do you want from life? And so many people said the same thing, freedom. But then the deeper question is freedom from what? Freedom from a toxic relationship, freedom from your debt, freedom from your own mind because you're living in so much fear, freedom from your own insecurities because you fucking hate yourself. Freedom is not going to be achieved when you're living on a low vibration, when you're living in a state of fear. You won't have freedom. You'll have fear. And fear is not something that attracts abundance. You don't attract success. You don't attract money by living in fear.
I believe that every person has the power to transform their life. Today, I will unlock that power in you. I'm Luke, and you're listening to the Luke Mind Power Podcast. It's time for you to heal and to find inner peace. Are you ready? Just send me a DM that says, I want inner peace to get started. Until then, enjoy this episode.
Welcome, welcome, welcome to the Luke Mind Power Podcast. Welcome to another episode. Welcome to some more time spending with myself, someone who's just, you know, relentless. And that's a bit of your dreams, a lot of your dreams, a lot of your life that you want to achieve requires consistency. And that's something that I felt, you know, just before I started the podcast, I was getting ready for this year and I was thinking about it, looking outside the window. And I'm like, how do you become successful? Like for real, how do you become successful? Do you become successful because you don't believe in yourself? Do you become successful because you let your insecurities, define you? Do you become successful because you don't stay consistent? Do you become successful because you doubt yourself? Do you become successful because you hate yourself and that you're in your own way? Is that why you become successful? Or do you really become successful because you stay consistent? Because you're disciplined. You do shit when you don't feel like doing it. And that's really the basis of like where you're at in life, you know? Because at the moment, you're exactly where you're supposed to be. I think a lot of our suffering comes from the fact that we're living in this present moment. And I put my hat on as I was getting ready for this podcast. And I was like, I'm wearing my hat back to front because I feel like it. You have the power to be able to do whatever the fuck you want with your life because that's what you want. Not because somebody else is going to judge you or criticize you and go, don't do that, don't wear that, don't look like that. You want to be successful, you want to have peace, but you're allowing your environment to manipulate the way that you think about yourself. And I have to say that the more time that I spend with myself, and then I'm very particular with like who's really close to me, the less that I am influenced in other ways to think differently. And I know that it's up to you to do your research, okay? This is not me being ignorant with the fact that, hey, there's a lot of information out there. And I'm telling you guys, listen to podcasts. Listen and find stuff that resonates with you, that makes sense to you. That's the energy that you want to become. Like so many of you guys watch my videos. You watch my dancing videos. You're like, oh my God, I wish I had that energy. And it's like, yeah, but that energy didn't come from not loving myself. It didn't come from not investing in myself. It didn't come from not learning to love myself. It didn't come from overcoming my fears and insecurities. It didn't come from me not spending time with myself and putting myself first and loving the shit out of myself and me reprogramming my mind, redefining the way that I see myself in the mirror. It didn't come from that. Like you've got to pay attention to, well, how did he get that energy? But look, not everybody's called. Some people, you need to listen to the podcast and that's enough for you. That's why I keep doing it, because I got to reach the people who really need to take action. I got to reach the people who are sitting there on the fence going, fuck, I need to do something, but I don't know what to do. And so if I don't stay consistent myself, well, then I don't achieve my own goals. But guys, it's not just about the podcast. Like you got other goals you got to achieve. Like you got to make sure that your mindset is right. Make sure that you have a peaceful mind. You know, it's a lot of our life is mental. You know, if we don't have a really, really healthy way of thinking, well, then we will create a life that we are not happy with, because everything is created from the mind, you know, and that's why we have to have a positive mindset? It's like, how do you have a positive mindset? Well, I've got to practice gratitude. I'm focusing on all the shit I do have. I've got a fucking pen that I can write with. Wow, that's amazing. I've got a piece of paper I can write on. That's amazing. I've got a bed that I can sleep on. I've got a microphone that I can use to communicate and add a better sound to the podcast. If I was using the mic on my laptop, it would sound like shit. You know, so I'm so grateful that I have the resources to be able to afford a microphone. I've got the resources to be able to afford having a camera that I can record on and lighting and an apartment that I can live in. Wow. Be grateful. You keep focusing on everything that you don't have and then you end up attracting more of what you don't want. Yes. So it's so important to practice gratitude. How do you have a positive mindset when you're around negative people? You know, in order for us to change the world, you've got to change yourself. You've got to take responsibility. I'll keep fucking telling you how many times, nearly every episode I'm telling you on the podcast, take responsibility. Take fucking responsibility. How do you take responsibility and ownership of your life if you're living in fear? You know, many of us have just been conditioned and programmed psychologically because of all the bullshit we've been watching on TV. That's how they get you. Fucking tell you everything that's going wrong, and then you're just planting all the seeds of information that's negative, which then creates a negative vibration within your body, which makes you feel negative. Doesn't make you feel like you can believe in yourself, like you can live your dreams, like you can live your best life. So that was the first thing I did in 2018. I stopped watching TV, stopped watching the news. Take the time to develop yourself. Take the time to restart your life. Realize that right now, in this moment in time, you are where you're supposed to fucking be. If you're not where you want to be, that's fucking good. Good. Okay? Because it's about time that you sat here, you sat on your ass, wherever the fuck you are, and you sit here and you acknowledge to yourself, I'm not where I want to be, given the fucking circumstances that I went through, whatever. But what am I going to do to change that? What kind of goal or fucking vision or plan am I going to take to make things better? Because it all starts with you. It ain't start with no one else. It ain't getting people to fucking say sorry to you and have closure and shit. Oh, I can't move on because I don't have closure. Fuck closure. You don't need no fucking closure. You need yourself to stand up and say, I'm ready for fucking change. I'm not ready to keep going the same fucking way. I'm not ready to keep going around in fucking circles, doing the same shit, surrounding myself with the same people, talking the same, thinking the same, being the same, living the fucking same. And you expect change. Oh, I just want to be fucking peaceful. Oh, I just want things to be better. Yeah, it's going to fucking drop out of the sky for you. It's going to fucking just happen. You're going to wake up one morning being the same, thinking the same, believing the same. You're going to wake up and you're going to go, oh, wow, it's fucking beautiful. Everything's amazing now. No, it doesn't happen like that. It takes fucking sacrifice. It takes you saying enough is a fucking enough. Enough is enough. I'm fucking done with this shit. I'm ready for fucking transformation. I'm ready to become the best version of myself. I'm ready to become a version of me that I've never been before so that I can live a life I've never lived before, so I can take care of my fucking family, so I can take care of me, so I can surround myself with beautiful energy, with peace. You know, I'm not able to speak this way and be in such a flow in alignment with my truth if I have negativity around me, if I have an environment that's toxic, that's not uplifting, that doesn't empower me, encourage me, okay? A lot of the times, ladies and gentlemen, my environment is fucking me. I'm the fucking positive environment. You're going, I don't know any successful people. I don't know who I can hang around. You're the fucking person that you're missing in your life. I know you're feeling this fire because you need to hear it. And if you're being triggered right now, sit with that emotion. Okay? Because yes, some of us were screamed at when we were children, and this could be bringing up trauma for you. Okay? But remember, you're not living in the past. You're living right now. And this is your opportunity to pay attention to the way that your body is responding. It's your opportunity to not run away, to feel. It's okay to feel. It is okay for you to sit here not feeling comfortable, going, oh, I don't like the way he's screaming. I don't like the way he's talking. It's just a memory from the past. It's a circumstance and situation that happened from your childhood or from toxic relationships or negative experiences that you went through. I'm not the same as them, okay? All I'm exuding all the time is just positivity and love to help you, to wake you up to your greatness, ladies and gentlemen. That's what you have inside of you. You have greatness within you. And if you don't take the time to say yes to yourself, to say, wow, I'm not my past. I can heal. I can overcome. I can process. I can talk. Such a simple fucking task. You can talk, but you need a safe community. You need a safe environment. No one's going to open up their hearts if they don't feel fucking safe, heard, understood, appreciated, loved. You know, we're scared, you know, like I was for many, many years. And I'm telling you, man, no matter what you've gone through, one of the most important secrets of your healing and your evolution and your transformation is love. When you have love, when you have people who give a shit about you, who have developed themselves to step into their power, into their greatness, and they only exude unconditional love because they've done the work on themselves, and you step into this vortex of this kind of energy, ooh, wow, this is the blessing. This is the gift that you are looking for. If you want to heal, don't just think that you can sign up to some fucking program and you can follow the steps, okay? When you have been hurt, ladies and gentlemen, you need love. You need to have a safe space. You need to be connected to some sort of energetic force and power that actually is there to promote and support your healing. Because when you don't feel that, you will not open your heart. When you don't feel that, you will not be able to process your trauma. When you don't feel that, you won't be able to heal. Because when you do feel it, you get to this place slowly, not straight away. What happens is slowly, slowly, your wings start to emerge. At the beginning, you're closed. You're an eagle. You ain't a chicken. And fucking chicken, bok, 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 chicken fucking on the walking all over the street. You're not a fucking chicken, you're an eagle, okay? But we've been fucked over, you know? The world didn't have our back, you know? We had to go through adversity. We had to go through challenges. We had to be fucking beat down. We had to be pushed to the ground. We had to be fucking stepped on, you know? We had to be really, really fucking hurt. None of us signed up for this shit, but we did, and you persevered, and you fucking made it, but you're a fucking eagle, not a chicken. You're not a fucking chicken. And so here you are as an eagle, ready for healing, ready for transformation, ready to evolve, ready to step into your greatness, and you're closed. You know, you're closed, you're shrunken yourself, you're quiet, dimmed your light, scared to be your true authentic self. You know, you look at yourself in the mirror and you don't like what you see. All of the past has taken control of you. And so you're there with your wings closed, and then all of a sudden you say, oh my God, I'm ready for change. Oh my God, I'm ready. I'm ready for transformation. I'm ready for the next level. I'm ready to become the best version of myself. I'm ready to overcome my past. I'm ready to heal my trauma and my insecurities. I'm ready to open my wings. But the wings won't open until you feel safe. When you feel loved, when you feel safe, when you're in a space where you're like, oh my gosh, I feel like I'm at home. When you feel like you're at home, all of a sudden, your wings are going to start to open. And you're going to start to open your heart at the same time. You're going to start to be able to communicate again. You're going to start to believe in yourself again. You're going to feel that love. And that love is going to nourish your whole soul. It's going to nourish your whole body. It's going to make you feel so extraordinary that you can start to do anything. But most importantly, before you start to do anything, your wings need to be fully open. And that's a process. It's just up to you how long you want to allow fear, how long you want to allow yourself to keep living in this perpetual state of suffering. Keep not accepting where you are, because this is where you are. You're not nowhere else. Life has occurred. Life has happened. Life went the way that it went, even if it wasn't your fault, okay? Maybe we did make some mistakes and some wrong decisions along the way. That's okay. But what are you going to do now? So many of us, I was on YouTube Live the other day, And I asked everybody in the chat, and I said, what do you want? Like, what do you want from life? And so many people said the same thing: freedom, 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 freedom. But then the deeper question is, freedom from what? Freedom from a toxic relationship, freedom from your debt, freedom from your own mind because you're living in so much fear, freedom from your own insecurities because you fucking hate yourself. Freedom is not going to be achieved when you're living on a low vibration, when you're living in a state of fear. You won't have freedom. You'll have fear. And fear is not something that attracts abundance. You don't attract success. You don't attract money by living in fear. Because if I was living in fear, I wouldn't have been doing this podcast. I'd be sitting there going, nah, fuck, I can't do this. People are going to fucking see me. Oh, my God. Are you serious? Talking? I don't know what the fuck to talk about. What do you mean? And ladies and gentlemen, don't get it twisted. You know what I mean? Like, I, once upon a time, was not so confident. I believed confidence was something that you were born with. You know, but then when I went through my own process of realizing that I could learn how to become a better communicator, I could learn how to love myself, everything changed. And it was the speaking, the communication, that is the transformation. That's where it comes from. The communication is where you liberate yourself, where you overcome your fears, overcome the doubts, because you're not being quiet anymore. You're really standing up for yourself. You're able to express yourself. You're able to share your story. That's where your freedom is. Because if you want to be a leader, you want to attract abundance, you got to stand in your power. When people hear you, are they hearing someone who is confident and knows what they're talking about? Or are they hearing someone who's timid and shy and quiet? And you want freedom, but you're not willing to take the road less traveled. You have to be willing to take the road. Stop. You think it's just going to happen by following the crowd, you know, because you're still trying to fit in. When the truth is, you were not born to fit in. You're not born to be accepted. You know, you are the black sheep. You're the odd one out. Fucking accept your life. Accept the way that it is. Stop trying to be like other people and realize that when you turn right and you go and create your own road, you'll realize that you're strong enough to be able to do that. You realize you're more intelligent than you think. You realize that there's so much greatness out there that you didn't know about because of your own mind. Your own mind is what's stopping you. Say, what's stopping you from living your best life? What's stopping you from becoming successful? What's stopping you from being free the way you think? What other people are going to think? What your relatives and family members and in-laws, whatever the fuck it is, man. You're not taking action on your life. You're not making a specific decision in your life because you give a shit about them. And I just want to double check. Hang on a second. Let me just check. Guys, just check. Excuse me. So if I just got a question. Yeah. So like, I'm just on the podcast. Hang on a sec. I'm just curious, like if someone is living their life, they're in their body, they are independent, you know, they are sovereign being, they're not attached like physically to some other body. I'm just curious, do they make the decisions for themselves, or do they have to go to their mum and dad or their in-laws or their sisters and brothers or friends and say, oh, I've been in this job for 20 years, but I'm not sure if I should leave. What are your thoughts? Oh, I've been in this toxic relationship for like 20 years or 15 years or 10 years. I'm really not happy, but, you know, maybe I should ask their permission first before I leave. Yes? Yes, yes, yes. Yeah, yeah, that's exactly right. You should go to your, if you're not happy where you are, you should go to your parents, go to your in-laws, go to your sisters and your brothers and your friends and say, hey, guys, I'm really unhappy. I've been unhappy for the last fucking 5 years or 10 years or whatever. I haven't told anyone, but I just wanted to get your opinion before I do anything, because if you guys are okay with it, I'm going to fuck off. Yeah? So that's how it should be, right? Or, you know, I've been thinking about making some changes, but I'm scared of what other people are going to think of me and how they're going to perceive me, because I want to do things how I want to do them. But I know that that's going to cause a little bit of, like, it's going to ruffle the feathers a bit, you know, and I don't want to, because I don't want people to talk about me and shit. So I'll just fucking stay where I'm at. I'll keep suffering. I'll keep being quiet. You understand where I'm coming from. And that's many of our lives, you know. We don't do what's right for us because we give a fuck too much. We care too much. And that just, you know what it does, Bart? It shows you how beautiful you are, you know. It shows you how amazing you are. Wow. You are such a beautiful soul that you care about other people. Wow. Gosh. You care more about other people than you care about yourself. Wow. I'm laughing because it's so stupid. It's fucking hell. Where did this come from? How did we give ourselves away? Might as well fucking sell yourself and go, hey, how much do you want? Fucking go on once, go on twice. $20, $100, $100,000, $500,000. What are you worth? Fucking let them pay for you so they can fucking control your life. Why don't you? Going once, going twice, fucking sold. Sold to your fucking family, to your friends, to the fucking world. Many of us have sold ourselves, living in this fucking bullshit fear. Fucking scared to do this, scared to do that. What's the fucking point of being alive? What's the point of living your fucking life if you're going to keep being scared? You're never going to live your fucking best life. You're never going to have the freedom that you think you want. I want freedom, but I'm not willing to change. I want freedom, but I really, really care about other people and how they perceive me, so I can't do it. Well, regret is a bitch, okay? It's one of the worst things that you can ever, ever experience, regret. Going through your life, fucking day in, day out, getting to, you know, the later years of your life, sitting there and reflecting on all of the missed opportunities, all of those days and years that you knew that there was something in you that you hadn't discovered yet. There was some other calling. There was something great. You knew that you weren't happy. You knew that you weren't doing the right thing. You knew that you were hurting other people in the process. And where my mind went to that, I'm talking to all of you people who are still living in the same house. You're not in a relationship anymore and you're living with your children, and your children are subjected to all this fucking bullshit energy that you and your partner are fucking creating, whether it's a verbally abusive, whether it's physically abusive, it's fucking shit. And if you're living in that kind of life, in that kind of environment, and you are allowing your children to witness, you, shame on you. Do your fucking best. I get it. It may not be so easy to change, to move, to all that kind of shit, but pay the fuck attention to how you are conditioning your children, because they are soaking in all of your energy. They are watching how you speak to each other, and they are being exposed to this kind of toxicity, which is then what they fucking become, and then what they unknowingly attract, because you attract what's familiar. And then they grow up and wonder why they fucking attract bullshit relationships into their lives. Well, because that's what I fucking learned when I was fucking 7. That's what I saw my parents do. Pay attention. And you're probably like, what? What did he just say? What? Are you serious? Oh my gosh. That's me. Yeah, good. Pay attention. Ladies and gentlemen, it's a blessing to be here. I'm so happy to be here with you on this podcast. If you're watching on YouTube, please make sure you subscribe, leave your comments, because I read all your comments. Make sure you hit that notification bell. Make sure you like the video as well. If you're watching on Instagram, I love you guys. You are amazing. Never give up on your dreams, okay? But most importantly, guys, believe in yourself, man. You know you the best. Don't sit there and overthink. Sitting there doubting yourself, thinking that, oh, I don't know what I'm feeling. I don't know if I will know what to do. Yes, you do. You know, no one is living in your body. No one feels what you feel. You feel it. So stop doubting yourself so much and take some sort of assertive action, okay? Create some sort of plan. Put some shit together. Imagine where you want to be in fucking 12 months' time or 24 months' time and get to fucking work. Stop whinging and complaining and shit when you're the one that creates your reality and you're not maybe not where you want to be right now, but you persevered through a lot of shit and you got here. So recognize your power, recognize your greatness and keep moving forward, but growing. None of this stagnation crap where you're moving forward, but you're not growing. You're just living. You're just waiting to die. You're listening to the Luke Mind Power podcast. You ain't listening to some bullshit that's going to just keep you on the same level. I'm growing all the time. And the more I grow, the more you listen, the more you grow. Who you surround yourself with is whom you become. And I hope that you've enjoyed receiving some good energy from me today. And sending you so much love. I'll see you on the next episode. Peace out. Thank you for joining me on this journey of self-discovery and growth. If you're ready to grow and reach your full potential and find inner peace, send me a DM that says, I want inner peace, and I'll send you the next steps. You can accomplish anything you set your mind to. When you change your mind, you change your whole life. So don't hesitate and send that DM over to me. Myself and my team can't wait to meet you and witness your transformation in full glory. See you next week.